Good afternoon. This is Mark Gould with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 15th. Don't forget, today is tax day. Be sure to get your taxes in the mail. The grains closed lower with May corn down 4 cents, 431 and a half. May wheat down 4 1/4 cents, 551 and three quarters. And May beans down 15 and three quarter cents at 1158 and a quarter. The meal was down 590. 338.50, and the oil was down 42 ticks at 45.47. We were just under pressure all day here today. The dollar was strong again. Looks like it's going to close up 17 ticks at 106 even. The metals have rallied to their highs. The gold's now up $30 an ounce. Silver's up $65 an ounce. But the Dow Jones is down 256 at the moment. The NASDAQ is down 310. S&P is down 64. The Dow at one point was a full 700 points off its highs. The S&P's broke 117 points off its highs. So we were strong early. The Dow was up over 300. It's now down 260. So tough day in the Dow Jones. The export inspections for the grains, corn, 1.33 million metric tons, strong number there. Wheat, 551, not too bad. The beans were weak at 432. The beans stay under pressure here. The NOPA crush came in at 196.4. That was 1.4 million under the average guess, but it's still a new record for any given month out here. So, you know, still the crush is very strong, and I can't believe that the USDA won't change that in one of these upcoming WASDE reports. They should be adding on, you know, my guess, 20, 25 million bushels onto the crush out here. The Iran war against Israel hasn't really mounted to much today. The crude oil closed down 25 cents, but that was $1.30 off its lows. The dollar was strong. The bonds were down 2 full basis points. The metals were strong, I guess, on the war news, but Israel at this point in the day hasn't made any attacks yet. There's plenty of rumors flying around, but overall, you know, the grains have been where they've been. You know, too much carry out and not enough demand out here. So the crop progress reports will come out in half an hour. We should see corn 7 to 8% planted, I would guess. Beans, maybe 2 or 3% planted, somewhere in that range. But crop progress should lower corn, should lower wheat ratings on the winter wheat by 1 or 2 percentage points out here. But overall, we don't see anything particularly friendly. My guess is we won't turn this corner until the end of the month. So I think that, you know, certainly we've been where we're at. The pros will sell the rallies, and they're looking to buy the breaks. Funds are heavily short corn. Short 260 corn, 94,000 wheat, 142,000 beans, but they're only short 20 meal and 20 oil now. So they've come out of those positions pretty well. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.